We keep saying love is love, but what if that is a lie that sends people directly to hell, not to heaven? The Bible says real love does no wrong to a neighbor, which means it will not bless what God calls sin. In this devotional, we expose the difference between selfish, feel-good love and God-glorifying love that actually saves. If you care about your neighbor's soul, you cannot afford to miss this devotion. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. Hey, I hope you're enjoying our series, Loving Neighbors, Not Thrones, from Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 14. And if you are, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. If you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. It is a great way to get the word of God out and help us accomplish our goals so that we change our hearts and in turn change the public square. Also, if you are a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It helps us lay a foundation so that we can be secure and an organization that moves forward, bringing the word of God each and every day into the public square. So thank you for partnering with us with your financial contributions. All right, let's dive into God's word today. Romans chapter 13, starting in verse 8. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Okay, here's our verse for today. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Do this, knowing that time, that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. The night is almost gone and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of the darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and in drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lust. All right, so we are in verse 10. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Have you ever thought about this? The love that you're showing could be a love that does wrong to your neighbor. You know, we like to say nowadays, love is love. Oh, love is love. Love is love. But is really love, love in God's economy? From God's word, is love truly just love? Or does God have a definition of love that we should probably know about and at some point understand? So the principle here is love does no wrong to a neighbor. You have to ask ourselves, is there right and wrong? See what I'm saying? Like, if you can do wrong to a neighbor, that means that there has to be right and wrong. It can't be your truth, my truth, the other person's truth. It can't be your, you know, your ideas, my ideas. I get to make my own truth. So we have to think through is, are we walking in the truth? So I want to talk about two types of love, ungodly, selfish love and God-glorifying love. Now, some may argue ungodly, selfish love is really not love. It's lust. I understand. I would tend to agree with you, but we're going to look at this ungodly, selfish lust or love. It's worldly love and see what the Bible has to say about that. And then we'll look at God glorifying love. So let's go to 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10. Let's see. It says, or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? So again, there's the wrong type of love, right? Does no wrong. So there's right and wrong. There's righteousness and unrighteousness. And the Bible gets to define these things. Now, you may think that you're smarter than God, that you are more knowing than God, that you are more able than God, and that you should have a hand in deciding what is righteous and what is unrighteous. I don't think God cares. He doesn't care what you think about that. He gets to tell us what's right and wrong. He says, or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? So I wouldn't want to, if I'm going to truly love my neighbor, I would not want them to I wouldn't want to encourage them to do these things, right? So I want them to inherit the kingdom of God if I truly love them. So I would not want to encourage them to do these things. So this would be an ungodly love. Do not be deceived. Oh, so we can be deceived in our love. See, some of this is just blowing your minds away today because you haven't slowed down and read the scriptures to understand them. Fornicators, two people who are having sex outside of marriage. In other words, they're not married. They're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Idolaters, worshiping things other than God, worshiping government, worshiping sports, worshiping your job, worshiping anything other than God. Idolaters, if you have idolatry in your heart, you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Adulterers, in other words, having sex with someone else's spouse, or two people who are married having sex with someone else's spouse that's not theirs. They're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. I didn't write this. Effeminates. Now, that's not a word that we use a lot today, effeminate. This is men pretending to be women or transgender will not inherit the kingdom of God. You say, that's rude. I didn't write it. Nor homosexuals. Homosexuals, having sex with the same gender, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Nor thieves. If you're stealing, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Nor covetous. If you covet your neighbor's wealth, want your neighbor's wealth, think you're owed your neighbor's wealth, think you're entitled to your neighbor's wealth, whatever it might be, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Drunkards, not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Revilers, in other words, you cause dissensions and you revile, you fight. Swindlers will not inherit the kingdom of God. So none of those will inherit the kingdom of God. So if I tell you, hey, you little thief, it's okay. We all still, just still, it's okay, just still. No, I'm loving you with a false love. You may feel good about your thievery, but you are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. That's not true love. If I say, hey, just practice homosexuality, it's okay. If you love each other, love is love. No, you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. That is a false love. See, that is a love that is selfish. A God-glorifying love says, man, I want to encourage people away from these things because why? I know that Revelation chapter 20 is true. The great white throne judgment. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat upon it from whose presence earth and heaven fled away and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small standing before the throne and books were opened and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books according to their deeds. So you will be judged according to your deeds. The dead will be judged according to their deeds. And the sea gave up the dead, which were in it, and the death and Hades gave up the dead, which were in them, and they were judged, every one of them, according to their deeds. It says it twice. According to their deeds, you will be judged. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Hell is a real place. So here's what I'm saying to you. If I truly love you, I'm going to encourage you not to do the things that cause unrighteousness. True love is going to say, I love you enough to tell you the truth, bro. Like you doing this, that, or the other thing, you fornicating, you having sex outside of marriage, you having adulterous sex, you lying, cheating, swindling, thief, you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. If that is who you are and you're practicing those things, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. I love you enough to tell you there's only one way to heaven. If you do not want to be judged by your deeds, the only way to do that is through the blood of Jesus Christ. And it going back to 1 Corinthians 6, 9, 11, such were some of you, but you were washed. Okay, you don't want to go to the great white throne judgment. You got to be washed. Well, how do I get washed? But you were sanctified. Well, how do I get sanctified? But you were justified. How do I get justified? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. And these actions above were former actions that you did. I love you to tell you enough that if you are practicing those things, you are not saved. To place those things under the blood of Jesus Christ. Today is the day of repentance. And I love you enough to tell you, you got to have God glorifying love, a love that truly, authentically glorifies God. So if you're not going to do any wrong to your neighbor, if you're going to out love your neighbor and love your neighbor and not thrones, you're going to speak truth. And that truth is in love. Truth first, love second. Well, you say, why do you mean? Not love first and then truth. Because if you do love first, you water it down so much that they don't hear what you're, the truth is negated. You're going to speak the truth, but you're going to have a heart for them because you don't want them to go before the great white throne judgment. That's what I'm saying to you today. The believer in Jesus Christ who's been saved by faith through grace will not stand in the great white throne judgment. They will stand before God at the Bema seat judgment, which is a different seat for Christians, for believers. And I want you to experience that day. Heavenly Father, we turn to you, the living God, and we ask for your forgiveness today. We ask that you would change us from the inside out, God. We proclaim that is what we were, God. Some of those behaviors, some of those actions, some of those deeds that we just read about, God, we don't practice them anymore. We don't go out and try to intentionally do those things any longer. God, we are washed, we are bought, we are sanctified, we are made brand new in Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to have a love that does no wrong to our neighbor, a true love that cares for them and tells them the truth, one that says, I love you. And here's the truth. I love you enough just to tell you the truth. Hell is a real place, yet heaven is also equally real. And we want to see you in heaven. Repent, for today is a day of salvation. So we give our lives to you, God. We ask for your transformational work inside of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard